Need quick funding for your farming operation? Get up to $1 million in just 5 minutes with AgCenter financing. Visit our website today to learn more and get started. That's fast, easy financing for your farm in just a click of a button. Contact the AgCenter today.
All right, Steve Jackson here with your water update. The precipitation we had the last 10 days has been a great boost to our statewide. Average precipitation is around about 110% from north to south. Notably, these storms we had were very, very cold, and we saw a big boost to our snow water content. We went, now we're about 75% of average, about almost 16 inches statewide. But I think the big number, though, is April 1st average went up almost 20 points from the 20. I think we're sitting around 59% of April 1st average. That's key. You know, this year has been, again, a roller coaster. We've gone from very wet periods to dry. But again, we saw this a huge boost, which will help in our federal and state allocations that will be coming out here, especially the federal side will be coming out this next week. Let's talk on storage. Storage right now is almost 7 million acre feet are in the three reservoirs in Northern California between Shasta, Orville, and Folsom, about 118% of average. The San Luis Reservoir, though, too, continues to fill slowly. The state side will fill by the end of February. We're about 1,040,000 acre feet on the state side. Federal side saws around 300,000 acre feet of storage there. There was a surcharge agreement signed between Department of Water and Reclamation so that the state can use some of their space as well as we go into March. Delta conditions. Delta is actually very wet right now. There's over 60,000 CSF flowing into the Delta. Regrettably, we're only exporting around 15%. Between the federal and state pumps, we're around 8,700 CSF between the two lift stations there. I think the big number everybody's focused on, though, is our allocations. The state Department of Water just bumped theirs up a few weeks ago from 10 to 30%. And then the reclamation will be coming out this week, the last week of February, with their initial allocations. On the front side, the 90% exceedance shows around probably 70% class one. Then on the west side, south of Delta, 90% exceedance is showing between a 15 to 25% allocation. We should see these continue to go up in March and April based on ongoing storm activity. Let's talk now about Sigma. Both basins that are local are in probation, the Tule and the Tulare Lake Basin, have been grappling with the Department of Water's finalized best management practices for subsidence. This has been a frustration, I think, for both managers and growers. We continue to feel like the goalpost gets moved, but state staff from the Water Board has communicated clearly that these basins are gonna have to incorporate these practices into their updated plans. The last thing I wanna talk about is the Water Blueprint. They have been working on this unified Valley Water Plan for quite some time. But I would just wanna point out how this has actually really done a great job highlighting the need for increased water being shipped to the southern part of the state. We're facing state valley-wide over 3 million acre feet of deficit of our groundwater. So we've got to work on ongoing changes to our regulations. And then we also have to continue to grapple with subsidence issues on both the Delta, Mendota, and the aqueduct, as long as the Frank Kern Canal. Hey, thanks again for listening, and check back later for more updates.
Want to get your brand in front of California's agricultural community? Sponsor a segment like this on the Ag Center News. Reach growers and industry leaders with your message. Contact us today to secure your spot.